What a day, what a week. It was, Friday night. Was it Friday or was it Saturday? No, I'm quite sure it was Friday. Why am I forgetting? No, I finally got up my Taiwan song. I've got a song. It's called Taiwan. It's on YouTube. You'd have to go to youtube.com/JCUSATW. Over here, they call me JC because it's easier for the Chinese to write and spell and pronounce. And it's EJC and it's, you know. Yeah, USATW, JCUSATW. And you can't search that on YouTube. You have to type that into the URL. Otherwise, the only way to find my channel is to type Chinese, which I'm not going to bother you with. But no, I'm not going to link it and send it to you. It's not important enough. But if you're so curious, youtube.com/JCUSATW. And you'll probably see it. It's called Taiwan. And I sing it in Mandarin and in English. And people love it. It's greatest. It's the best song ever. It's wonderful and marvelous. And it's out. It's up here. Fascinating thing happened with this. I set it to premiere. This is a big deal. I set the song to premiere. No. I wrote the words. I wrote the music. I wrote the chords. I wrote the melody. The English. The Chinese. I wrote it all. And people love it. The local friends are treating me like a pop star already. They love it. They listen. I start singing it for someone and they listen to it and they all start looking at each other like, this is a good song. Now, I'm not an amazing singer. Don't get me wrong. But the words and the melody, it's people like it. I never get people telling me that they think it's boring or, you know. All right. So, well, no, actually, they tell me that my Chinese pronunciation is cute. You have an accent. Well, we understand it's good Chinese, but it is an accent and it's cute. We like it. Well, you don't get a lot of Americans pronouncing Chinese well. We have Chinese speaking English, but, you know, and they have a Chinese accent, but, you know, the other way around, it's kind of a strange thing. Yeah. So anyhow, no, it's pure. I don't know of any. I might be the first foreigner in Taiwan to write a song in Mandarin dedicated to Taiwan. Or let alone any song in Mandarin. I don't know. We'll see where the thing goes, but it's on YouTube. It's a copyright. I'll look in my phone now and see what the current stats are. No, I set it up. I set the song to premiere. And what that means, okay, it's only got 47 views. Right? Only 47, which pretty much means the people on my channel saw it. It hasn't really had a time to develop into something viral. It's showing as a normal video. I set the thing to premiere. And three people watched it. You can schedule a video to go live on YouTube. And then at that time, there will be a countdown and it will start. And anybody watching at that time will watch that video where it's at. And there's a set time. Okay, so the video started playing for everybody for the first time at 11 p.m. Pay attention to this because this is big. While the song has the lyrics in Chinese and then in English, it was written in English, translated to Chinese. First I sing it in Chinese, then I sing it in English. The lyrics, floods rose where we lived, earth quaked as we stood. And when those lyrics came in the scheduled premiere on YouTube, at the same time in Chinese, there was an earthquake in Taiwan and my house started shaking during those lyrics. And it was a P wave. If you know what a P wave feels like, it's an up and down jolt. It feels like your house just dropped an inch or five. And then 3 minutes later, when I was done with that and singing, when the video was playing the English version, I came to the English lyrics of the same thing. The S wave came. and it was about the same size. An S-wave is the back and forth thing, and that's when the real trouble happens. That's when the buildings fall over because it's a side-to-side shaking. Yes, when my song premiered, when it went live on YouTube, it was playing this one time at a set time, and it was playing the same part of the video for anybody watching at that time. Now you can go back and watch it on your own time. But when it was playing that first time live, during the lyrics about the earthquake in Chinese, there was an earthquake with a P wave. And then during the part, again, in the next part of the song, when it was in English, and the English lyrics had the word earthquake, there was the S wave that came through. So that, you can go check the premiere times, and you could check it against government records for earthquakes. And there were witnesses. People were messaging me on Instagram that there was an earthquake. And everyone else in Taiwan knew it. I was putting this up on social media, and people were following this and are going, yeah, there was an earthquake right now, and your song was there. So, yes, that's the song that literally shook Taiwan twice. I wrote the song that shook Taiwan twice. Thank you very much. That went up. Okay, what else? No, it's been an intense week, and I've been exercising, I've been looking, I've been thinking, I've been dealing with a lot of different things, and I've got to go deal with voting today. That's going to be a thing that I'm going to have to sort through. But you know, I'm getting a lot of projects done and wrapped up and finished, and the next project that I've got in front of me is finishing Four Little Mice. So now that I've got this song out of the way, I'm going to finish the mouse books and get those it's an illustrated, illustrated children's books. I'm going to try to see if I can get those up on Amazon for paperback printing and maybe read. And I've got a lot of the mice drawn, but I'm still not final on all the drawings. So we'll see where that goes. I'm amazed at the projects that I'm able to get done and move forward with and work on. So, we'll see how things go. I just keep moving forward. One of the things that I've been finding, one of the things that I've been noticing and learning about is the need to continue life as normal. Life as normal is continuing in Taiwan. Even with the threat of China, which I'm going to be talking about this week, of course, but even with the threat of China, life in Taiwan is continuing. People are getting new jobs, new inventions are coming up. People are wrestling with the daily struggles of life. Just life is moving forward, and Taiwanese people are moving forward. And the Taiwanese people really love Trump because for them, Trump means that China's not going to invade and destroy the island. Because Democrat presidents always wage war politically. Like they look at polls in America. If I bomb that one city at 3 a.m., what would that be the difference of in my election ratings if I bomb it at 5 a.m.? And that's how Democrats run things. Republican presidents go in. They're like, okay, get the boxing gloves on. Let's start a war and finish it. Let's do both, you know. And so if China's going to attack Taiwan, I want the boxer in office. And so do the Taiwanese. So they look at the election, and of course they're always nervous and biting their nails like they are at every election. But as I've always said, Trump was reelected for 2020 when he announced in 2015, because he was going to win. Ann Coulter was right. Of the declared candidates, Trump is the most likely viable one to actually get elected. And everyone thought that she was crazy, but they don't know what's coming. This is the thing. If you want to know, if you don't want to have to rearrange your life for all the things that surprised you, then you've got to listen to the seemingly crazy things that people say when they turn out to be right. You got to look at those people that you disagree with who always end up being right, and you've got to listen to them. And that's not something that anyone wants to hear. And you know, the truth is hard to swallow. So you can either swallow the hard truth and accept it for what it is, or you can always end up being surprised and having to clean up and move around and shuffle and rearrange things after the fact. And I would much rather be on the early side of things instead of always being on the surprise side of things. See you tomorrow.